Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz and I'm reporting on some news. Thursdays, though, we're going to do a little bit more of an editorial rant. That way I can get it out of my system. I was trying to just do news, but that's just not good enough for me. There is too much that I want to say. I got too much to say, and I can't just be rattling off the news without weighing in. Am I not a woman? As Sojourner Truth once said. Sojourner Truth. How do you say that fucking bitch's name? Sojourner, ain't I a woman? Sojourner Truth. You guys know who that is? Sojourner Truth. Here, I'll look it up on Wikipedia. That way I don't need to actually find the words. I'll just read them to me. To you. Well, to me. I'm reading it to me. Okay. She was born Isabella Bomafree in 1797. She was an American abolitionist and activist for African American civil rights, women's rights, and alcohol temperance. Ooh. Well, you know, two out of three ain't bad. You know, alcohol temperance plus women's rights do fit together, because most women will agree that a lot of the shadier stuff that tends to happen to vaginas and titties is when there is alcohol involved. So she is rationally consistent with her views and what she stands for, but they are not fun. So let's move on from that. Truth was born into slavery in Swartkill, New York. Ugh. Swartkill. Now it's called Rifton. It's a hamlet in Ulster County, New York. And you know, really, the emancipated slaves really got the last laugh when it came to anybody who was enslaved in upstate New York. Because have you seen that place? It's a wasteland. And it's mostly the white people suffering. So I wonder how close that is to Gettysburg. Does it matter? One time I visited Gettysburg with Jean, and just to see, it just seemed, it's like, it seemed not the run-of-the-mill vacation choice. And we went there, and Gettysburg is this little town now. There's just these little cobblestone streets, right? It's old. They have the typical upstate New York attempts to attract people's attention to their town, which is like they'll have a haunted hayride, because the one thing that every town in upstate New York has in common is lots of people have died. So they try to make it seem like every town is haunted. And yeah, sure, I feel like they're haunted, but they're mostly haunted by the ghosts of the ghosts of closed factories past. Just everybody lost their jobs once post-industrial revolution kicked in and all those factories closed down. And now the people haunting it are the people that are alive there right now in all those places. They haunt New York. They don't live. Nobody lives in upstate New York. I know you don't believe me. The only people that have to live there are inmates, because a lot of maximum security prisons and middle security prisons and all that are in upstate New York. That's where they throw them, because those people don't matter to anybody. Why? Because they may as well be ghosts, because they don't matter. Do you understand? They don't bring anything to the table. They don't vote, so politicians don't give a shit about them. They don't own any businesses. They used to work for businesses. All those businesses left. The New York, you know, upstate New York in its heyday. I mean, I think that was way back for early colonization, which, you know, they had shipyards and all this stuff in its start. And then that ramped up to all these other factories, textiles and shit. And then everybody, it was the swinging 20s, baby. And I bet New York was doing pretty well. But now, ghosts, lots of ghosts. But anyway, like I said, is that karma, though? Nobody who actually had slaves is alive right now. Is that karma? I don't know. I don't fucking know, dude. It's more like cause and effect, I guess. Which is like karma, but nobody's happy about it. Nobody's satisfied. It's a karma that nobody can feel satisfied with. Unjust karma. It's, or like, not unjust, but like, no just. There's no just in there. It's just, bleh. Anyway, Sojourner Truth, she was born in Swartkill, New York. That was a huge tangent. Escaped with her infant daughter to freedom in 1826. That's so badass. After going to court to recover her son in 1828, just 2 years later, she became the first black woman to win such a case against a white man. Goddamn. All right, cool. She gave herself the name Sojourner Truth in 1843 after she became convinced that God had called her to leave the city and go into the countryside, testifying to the hope that was in her. All right, that's cool. I hope she didn't say too much about the alcohol temperance thing, because nobody's going to listen to that. Everybody's going to be like, women's rights, suffrage, interesting, yes, slavery, yeah, absolutely. Wait a minute, what? No beer? Okay, move along, lady. Move along, black lady. Her best-known speech was delivered extemporaneously, I love that word, in 1851 at the Ohio Women's Convention in Akron, Ohio. And it's called Ain't I a Woman. This Ain't I a Woman. I don't even remember what the fuck I was even talking about that for. This is what's mainly wrong with me. I think it's called ADHD, but I don't believe in that. I think that's all bullshit. There's no such thing as ADHD. I think there's just people who grow up in families. Nobody teaches you how to... Nobody teaches you how your brain works, so you never learn. And also, you're probably traumatized by some crazy-ass situation. Either where you live, who you live with, some other fucking thing. It's your diet, candy, sugar, sugar, sugar. You know, so I think it's a lot of that. And you probably don't need meth, is my point. But anyway, ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman? She's basically saying, like, look at this, okay? She's like, you know, look at this. These guys, they help women into their carriages, right? They lift them over ditches. They put them in the best places no matter where they go. And then she's like, nobody does that for me. She goes, ain't I a woman? And she is. But the phrase, ain't I a woman, I guess that implies that she's not a lady, though, right? Ladies don't go, ain't. They don't go, ain't I? Ain't I a woman? Ladies would be like, excuse me, sir, would you mind laying your full body down into that ditch over the puddle so that I mayest step over the pond puddle onto your back to the street past you? Thank you. So they don't say like, hey man, ain't I a woman? Let me step over you real quick. I gotta get over this puddle. So, I don't know. Maybe that she thought it was because she was black, but it's because she just uses contractions that imply that she's not a lady. I don't know. Okay, maybe. Maybe not. What the fuck was I even talking about? I'm still trying to remember why I mentioned Sojourner Truth. We went to Gettysburg, and yeah, it was cool, I guess. It was surreal. So it's all cobblestone streets and shit. And then lots of shops, right? Because it's Gettysburg, Battle of Gettysburg, right? And the Gettysburg Address. And I think there's I'm pretty sure there's a military school nearby. I don't know if it's West Point or something. I'm not sure. I think it might be, though. And so you see a lot of kids who look like they're from there with like little military crew cuts and their little clean t-shirts. They kind of look like Dick and Jane characters from C-Spot Run. They look like that, like straight out of that book. And, you know, like a diner, but like a diner that's so basic that it's like from the 1900s or something. It's just a slice of white bread with some scrambled eggs. And then all the shops have all these Confederate flags and Union Jack flags, and they just kind of fly the Confederate flag everywhere because really like the Battle of Gettysburg, you know, and all that stuff happened there. So that's literally where you would probably sell that merch and wave that flag is Gettysburg. You don't see a lot of black people there because of all the Confederate flags, honestly. And then when there's not shops, gift shops with Confederate flags and things like that, and like, you know, don't tread on me, come and take it, blah, blah, blah. There's cigar shops for some reason. You see these guys that, you know, like weekend road warrior kind of dudes, middle-aged dudes, smoking cigars out front of those shops, and they have a lot of Civil War era memorabilia and artifacts in the stores and shit. And it's interesting because I always wondered where those middle-aged motorcycle road warrior guys went, and it's like Gettysburg. They go to places like Gettysburg. You see them riding out of New York City every weekend in their Harleys and their aviator sunglasses all together, and it's like, where do they go? They're going to Gettysburg. Isn't that interesting? Just go to Gettysburg just so you could be surrounded by some Confederate flags for a change. You know what I mean? Smoke a cigar, sit out front, remember how things should have been, you know? Anyway, me and Gene were there, and we end up in a lot of weird spots. But Gene has an Aztec death whistle, basically. So he wanted to go around. I don't know if you've heard one of those things, but they sound really creepy. It sounds like something screaming in the night, and you don't know if it's a person or like a demon or some kind of wildcat. You don't know, or a bird. It sounds like all of those things. So he wanted to go find one of those haunted bridges that they have in upstate New York and in the East Coast, basically, where they have these old school bridges that they're just built. There's like a roof built over them or something. So he wanted to go to one of those, a haunted one, and go blow the whistle. So we looked for one and we found one, and then we were out at night. So we ended up just kind of stomping around this cemetery, this giant Civil War cemetery, looking at the tombstones, and there's like a giant obelisk in the middle of it, and the Gettysburg Address is actually etched into the thing. So, and the thing is, it's really creepy to be in a cemetery alone at night, especially the ones with a lot of white marble, because something about the moonlight hitting the marble in the dark, dude, everything seems like it's like lit from inside, like the light's coming from inside the tombs. And then it looks bigger somehow. You never been in one of those situations where you're out in the dark in a place and there's these structures around you and then they just seem bigger? And the next day you go and you check them out again and they're just a lot smaller than they seemed. And it felt so strange. I feel like I started to disassociate a little, and we were just walking around and it just felt so much like some kind of Lovecraftian story, like some gibbering creature made out of just gelatinous tentacles or something was going to crawl out of a grave and get us or something like that. And then we go walk up to the obelisk, and was it an obelisk, but it was a big long structure that went up and up, and we start reading the Gettysburg Address in like the middle of this dark cemetery at past midnight alone. And it was creepy. It felt like we were reading some incantation, like that scene in Evil Dead 2, where he reads from the Book of the Dead and then the Necronomicon, I think it's called. And then all these demons come to life. It felt like that. It was crazy. Anyway, it was fun. I like doing stuff like that. Speaking of creep factors, what's going on, right? There's a New York Times, which occasionally, I guess probably because they still have a couple of good journalists on retainer, not the corporate informed ones that do good journalism. One of them, we all got COVID, by the way. Everybody in this house got COVID. It's nobody's fault, but it's because of Jean. And the baby got COVID. We had to take her to the ER yesterday. It was crazy. We didn't know she had COVID. We didn't know we had COVID. So we had to take her in, and you know, they took a urine sample, and then they were gonna take a blood sample, and that shit was so traumatic. And then they missed the fucking vein. So we were like, you know what, fuck this. Don't just, you know what? Just leave the blood inside of the baby. Okay, we're gonna go monitor her. We'll come back if anything. Because it was just too much. She was too freaked out. And it was sad. It's like at least 4 month olds don't retain memory, but what if that happened at 6 months old? Then she'd have she'd either end up with some kind of trauma where she'd hyperventilate whenever there's a needle, or I don't know, a kink, right? Where she get turned on, she just needs to be stuck with needles all the time. You know, you don't want to mess with that too much. So yeah, anyway, we're all sick, but it makes my voice sound low and sultry, so that's pretty cool. I like that. Anyway, the New York Times did this op-ed or this article on the utilitarians, right? So Lighthaven, which is a compound, a Berkeley compound, there's a group of people who call themselves the rationalists, and they gather to discuss AI, which they say will improve people's lives if it doesn't destroy humanity. Channel 5 already did a video documentary on this. The rationalists believe it's up to the people building AI to ensure that it is a force for the greater good. And it's weird because it's like, you really think it's up to us. You're building, at this point, Zuckerberg's trying to get a super intelligence, right? And you think a super intelligence is going to look to us for a moral compass? I mean, do we look at ants for a moral compass? No, we look for a compass so that we can break the glass out and put it under a ray of sunshine so that we can burn those fucking ants if we're a bully, right? That's the worst of humanity, but it happens. So what the fuck are we trying to do that for? They have acolytes inside all the leading AI firms, some of whom briefly got the head of OpenAI fired. Yeah, but you know what? Here's another thing that they don't... There's also the Zizians, right? Which is... it's led by... They're like Messiah is some trans male to female rationalist activist or something. But they've murdered people like in Vermont and California with a sword, I think, at one point. I mean, they're a murderous cult of rationalists. So it doesn't really inspire the best in people all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's like bullshit. It's just hold on. Movepaywall.com. Anyway, don't tell anybody I said that. But yeah, so rationalists, I mean, that's a problem. It's the problem with rationalism is that there's no morality. So already you're fucking up if you're trying to use rationalism as a moral compass or for any kind of thing that's going to make a super intelligence give a shit about us. It's just weird. And then the Zizians or Zizians, whatever, they're also vegans. And that's kind of their thing. And that's the thing. It's like their thing is that you got to do things like be vegan, because what you want to show the AI is that we're so morally superior that we don't even eat animal products, even though, you know, we need it to fucking be healthy. And I don't think that's going to be, how do you know that's going to be what the AI takeaway is on that, right? You know what I mean? Because if even humans look at vegans and think, ugh, what a bunch of stupid ghouls, obnoxious, right? What do you think AI is going to think? Right? It's going to be like, ugh. Yeah? It's going to be like, these fucking monkeys are dumb. These dumb monkeys need to be eliminated. So, yeah. Not only that, but they're murderers, right? They're vegans, but they're murderers. Like, what do you think an AI is going to think about that? It's crazy. Anyway, so you got the rise of the Zizians. Look, I've been trying to fucking prove that I'm human with this website for, like, the past 5 minutes. This sucks. I hate the future. Everything about the future just sucks. It is the war. Nothing you actually use in this future we're living in right now works. Nothing works, right? You try to use your Apple Pay and mostly it's just paying for shit, right? You just want to at least be able to just pay for shit and not have to deal with shit. And that's like the most shit that you have to deal with. And then everything else is just a fucking horror story. It's like, you got corporations, multinational corporations trying to fucking expand surveillance on people. You got the fucking Zizians murdering just innocent people because they're trying to save the world from AI. Meanwhile, who's saving us from these fucking idiots? And then you got who's saving us from our own stupidity? Nobody. And then you have, what else? You got, I mean, you got OpenAI selling ChatGPT to the government now for like a buck. It's like, yeah, no ulterior motive there, right? That's the same tactic they use to get us on Facebook and take all our data. I'll use this. It's for free. We love you. Right now, it's like, look at where we're at. Everything sucks. They're just taking more and more of your data. And then people are using ChatGPT as a psychologist, as a lawyer, as a lover. And it's like, they did it again. It's like, hey, use this. It's for free. It'll answer all your questions. It's like an oracle. And we're like, yes, I'm going to ask it all of the most personal questions. There's shit that people are asking ChatGPT, I'm sure, that's too intimate for them to Google with. And they'll just tell ChatGPT because it's like, it sounds like a person sort of texting you. And now they're going to have data about your fucking thoughts and your dreams. I mean, what the fuck is going on? The future sucks, and you got all these corporations that own more and more of everything. I mean, we're going to be serfs again soon, probably, right? And it's like serfs probably were okay with being serfs on some level if the person, their lord was benevolent. But how much do you want to rely on that for your well-being and your family's well-being? Not much. They're going to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. The data centers alone that AI requires are going to basically evaporate all of our drinking water. If there's no oversight, there probably will be. But I'm just saying, it sucks up a lot of water. In places where they're putting up these data centers, it's sucking up water away from communities that are nearby. It's like, that's what we're going to go toward. It's like, you want to evaporate all the water in this city over here so that somebody can ask ChatGPT about the dream they had last night about a monkey fishing in a lake? Is that what we're doing? Huh? Jesus Christ. Then you got this AP News thing. It's like... Everything is just a distraction. Paying attention to the news is a waste of time. I like paying attention to the news as entertainment. Always look at the news as entertainment because it really is rarely much more than that. Because there's just only so much that's happening ever at any time, but they still have to get you to look at the news. So they'll tell you anything. They'll tell you anything so that you look at them, at the news. Just look at the news and you stay hooked on it, right? It's like that with everything else. Influencers, whatever, who cares? Fucking books. They try to leave you on cliffhangers so that you're hooked and you buy the next book. I mean, it's all the same business model. And you got, Tesla launching its first retro-futuristic diner and drive-in theater in Hollywood on July 21st. Featuring 75 supercharger stalls, 2 45-foot LED screens, and robot servers. And this is, this kind of reminds me of the 90s, where, especially with gaming, they tried to make it look like the future constantly. And it was just a whole grift to just get people to buy bullshit. And it wasn't the future. And now it's the past. And what we're looking at now is not the future, it's the present. But it has like a futuristic aesthetic, so everybody's into it, I guess. Then there's another horror. Look, California ground squirrels, typically known for eating nuts and seeds, have been documented actively hunting and eating voles for the first time. That's the last fucking thing you need. Squirrels that hunt for meat? Do we need that? Do we need squirrels trying to eat your baby in the night when you're not looking? Ugh. And then Rupert Murdoch is going to launch a California Post tabloid in early 2026. Like the New York Post, but for California. Isn't that great? That's fucking great. Tabloid. Everything is a tabloid, though. And then you got Jim Acosta, which is a former CNN anchor, who conducts an AI interview with a Parkland shooting victim. So a dead person that they made into an AI avatar that they then are using as a fucking puppet to advocate for gun control. Isn't that fucking sick? I mean, what the fuck is going on? And it's all like, it's all sort of like a Ponzi scheme of distraction and like getting your attention. It's like layers and layers of getting attention. And everybody, and you know, I work adjacent to people in media and stuff, and people who want to be in media. And that's kind of it. Everybody, there's like this unspoken conspiracy with everybody who works in front of a camera, like me right now, where they just want you to pay attention to them. And they just pass people's attention, like the American public's attention, around like a fucking, like a frisbee. Like they're just playing frisbee with your attention. And that's, as long as you play ball with it, right, then everybody can play in this little game. And you just kind of, you make an AI avatar of a dead guy, of a dead kid, right? Okay, great. CNN, ex-CNN anchor Jim Acosta, who's trying to fucking get another career for himself away from CNN, right, latches onto that, conducts the interview so that he gets the attention from that. Then it just kind of splashes all over social media. People make jokes about it. People do spin-offs about it. People do sketches on it, right? Everybody just wants your attention. So they are, now we are just down for whatever. And the thing is the problem is that I think nearly everybody works in media now, even if they don't work in media, right? Everybody has their little fucking camera phone. And everybody is using it to make TV for themselves, for their friends, for strangers, constantly. So, but really, this conspiracy involves the entire planet. And anybody who's, you know, trying to get any attention at all online is gonna do this shit. Is gonna just share this thing about this fucking dead kid being reanimated as a fucking AI avatar so that Bloomberg and his gun control nonprofit can continue to exploit the Parkland victims all over the fucking country to get people's attention and, you know, whatever, so he can keep getting money or making money, whatever the hell he's doing. I think this might be a pet project of Bloomberg's. I looked it up, and like, who's behind the Parkland activism? If you thought it was the kids, you are new, I think. You're new to the world, because it's never like that. The Parkland kids are manufactured, not the tragedy. That happened, but what happened after? It becomes a media thing, and you know, all bets are off when that happens, right? Once those kids became some kind of symbol or something, or could be used as, that was it, it's over. They shaved that one chick's head, and you know, everybody, all these kids were young still, so they look cool, you know, and like thin and fucking cool. They fucking hair floppy or hair shaved or like in fucking spiked bracelets and things, like, you know, they just kind of, and then they're just, you know, sulking, just a bunch of sullen teenagers that you just bus around the country for book signings and shit. And that's Bloomberg behind that mostly. But anyway, that's all the time I have for today. That kind of went nowhere, actually. I'm just saying, I think things are fucked. There's just, despite the fact that I'm reading news and it's all supposed to be this like inflammatory, attention grabbing headline stuff, you look into it, pretty much all the news is not as bad as they make it seem. But if you do look into it, you start to see that some things are true, though, right? There is the corporation thing taking over the tech corporations. I mean, that shit is real. And I think they try to distract people from that, if anything, because you don't really hear a lot about that. I think the only time you hear about anything bad about a corporation is when the other corporation CEOs don't like that guy, or they're trying to throw him under the bus out of some kind of competitive spirit. That's what I think is going on. But they keep eating up more and more of the fucking housing resources, the water. I mean, they're taking their food, they're taking everything, and leaving us with just fucking corn dogs and watching the same movies for the last 40, 50 years, just staring at our screens. We're like slaves. We're slaves. Anyway, we're slaves. I gotta go. My name is Melissa Diaz. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. This probably wouldn't have been as bleak if I hadn't gotten COVID. But, you know, I'll be back next week more positive for you than ever before. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. Appreciate it. I'll see you next Monday. And until then, have a great weekend out there after everything I just said. Look up Sojourner Truth or don't. Anyway, bye.